Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there and using it to your advantage. Lots of stuff that will help you there. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog. While you're there, also the articles, archives, Brain Trust members, we got stuff you can do there in 5 seconds, folks, and in 1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 8 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever time you have, we have something that you can do and read to read or listen, ask questions. Don't forget to check out our poll question, which we have on the front page every day, every week, a different poll question. When you answer the question, you'll be able to see immediately how the poll's turning out. Janet Christie is our guest. She's the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business. That's the new book, isn't it, Janet?
It is.
Congratulations again on that. And that's Janet W. Christie with a Y. Janet, tell us how we can find you.
My website is leverageanddevelopment.com, which is the name of my company.
And the books are there?
The book, yes. You can link to ways to buy the book. And the new book is available in ebook form, because it's got lots of forms and activities and things for people
Good.
To do.
And folks, especially, Janet can help you with a lot of things, but especially if you're trying to get certified to become a government contractor, to be, do business with the big contractors or directly with the government, Janet can help you with that. Janet, we're talking about your article, How to Use Your Vote Wisely. Can they find that at your, on your website as well?
It is on the website, yes, along with a few other articles.
So. Okay. So check that out. And that's what we're talking about. And so what are some of the other things as we consider candidates for Congress, for governor, for the state houses, for the city council, whatever it may be, what are some of the other things we need to be looking for?
Well, I think an extremely important factor is that everybody needs to look for details when a candidate is talking about anything. So if they're making these claims that they're going to do things and help small businesses or, you know, stop something from happening, look for the details in the how, because if they haven't thought that through and if they don't have the courage to mention those, chances are they're not going to be able to follow through.
Well, we have two problems in America, it seems to me, Janet. One is we don't always have access to the details from the standpoint of following through, you know, with what someone says. It's not always easy to find that the candidate that makes those things available, that goes into the details, I think that's a good candidate to consider. And
well,
the other thing is the people taking the time to do it.
Yes, and that two of the next things, do your homework. If you were trying to make a sale to a client, you would be doing homework to understand a little bit about them. It's just as important to do some homework and research on a candidate. And another thing along that same line is to notice the blanks. So it's not like you have to research their whole history, but look for the details and the hows. If they're not there, notice where the blanks are, because there's a reason for that blank.
What would a blank look like?
Where they would be talking about, like they would be asked a question. And they would answer another question.
Kind of steamroll the person and never really answer that question, like they do on television sometimes.
Yeah. So if they kind of steer it away to another question,
right,
it means either they didn't understand that question.
That should be a red flag.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially when they're asked that a second time, because especially in a debate situation, the debate questioner will go back and ask that same question again because they had decided it was important or it was written in or asked by the audience and all those people thought it was important. So if they aren't answering it, there's a reason why they're not answering it.
You know, as a small business owner, Janet, I like to hear members of Congress, press candidates for Congress or whatever job that they're trying to get, I'd like to hear them sound like they know what it's like to make payroll. I'm being a little specific now.
Yeah.
You were being more general, but I just have to stick this in there. I just think when you understand that over half of the U.S. economy and over half of the paychecks that are paid out every week are come from a small business, and half the over half the economy comes from a small business, where we have to make payroll and out of our own bank accounts every Friday or every other Friday. I think we need more candidates that have some understanding. Even if they've never done that themselves, they need to be in awe. In my opinion, a candidate that I want to vote for needs to be in awe of somebody who can do that.
Making payroll is a whole different level of commitment than the typical politician is used to.
Yeah.
And as long as we're talking about pet peeves, it has gotten to the point where when I hear somebody say, "The American people," I don't hear the next thing they say.
Yeah.
Because I'm so tired of that phrase. What other people would they be talking about?
Right, right. Or what I don't like is when they try to claim, and they both sides of the aisle do this, they try to claim that they have the franchise on the American people.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's
what they
that's
speak for is for everybody. But anyway, no, I just think with over... Over half of employees, 28 million small business owners, over half of all the employees in America work for a small business. You'd think that we'd have a little more clout than we do, Janet. And I think it's because we're just not getting organized. And I think that's what we need to do. And that should be your next article, Janet. Hey, Janet, give us the website again, please.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
There are a number of
JanetChristie.com too.
Yeah, JanetChristie.com with a Y. Janet with Christie with a Y. There are a number of other points in her article that you're going to want to read. So go to her website and find this article. Janet, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for having
Quick
me.
Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.